Hi there, everybody, and welcome to Nerd Dump, where we are squeezing out nuggets of nerd knowledge all over the floor of your consciousness. I'm Cody, and if I had a magic lamp, I'd wish for Dragon Balls so I can have better wishes.
And I'm Honey. Have I told you about the Kitty Overlord today?
And I'm Cameron. And I never did a crazy thing in my life before that night. Why is it that when a man kills another man in the heat of battle, it's called heroic? But if a man kills another man in the heat of passion, they call it murder.
I like
murder. What was that from?
That was from Wayne's World.
Oh, okay.
It's my favorite little monologue from that movie.
Okay. So. I don't remember that. I've seen Wayne's World several dozen times.
Yep.
I'm sure. But I don't remember that part specifically. Do you remember that part?
No.
It's near the
wood.
It's near the very beginning.
Oh, okay.
Ed O'Neill's little monologue. They takes the camera and just starts talking.
Awesome.
Very random and amazing.
Okay. Well, welcome to Nerd Dump, like we said in the beginning. Today we're going to be talking about, I believe we called it revival shows. What was it?
Reboots and revivals. Some of our favorite or least favorite animated programs.
Right. Before we get too far into that, we're going to be going over our nerd news, as always. This week, or I guess last week, several things came out. There were several trailers that came out that we'd like to talk about. The first one being Star Trek Discovery released their first trailer. And we had a poll up that should be over by now. We put it up for a week, so it should be over by the time you're hearing this. That had to do with your reactions to Star Trek Discovery. So hopefully you had time to vote on that. What we just watched it, all three of us just watched it here together. And I'd like to talk about our personal reactions, starting with Cameron.
I think it looks very pretty. In terms of production, it looks just ridiculously good. I like how the cast is, well, apart from, you know, a couple of actors, it's pretty much unknowns. And
right.
As far as the species go, I couldn't really recognize
any
one species. Of course, there's the token Vulcan.
Right.
But I didn't really recognize anybody otherwise.
Well,
so.
I mean, they said Klingons and showed them, though they look nothing like normal Klingons.
True. Yeah.
Yeah, the Klingons looked a little odd.
I actually started thinking about that, too. And if you remember, this takes place 10 years before Kirk and Spock, and I actually just started thinking about this.
Mm-hmm.
This takes place 10 years before Kirk and Spock. During the Kirk and Spock TV show, Klingons looked like just humans with, like, weird mustaches, basically.
Yeah, I think they had some slight ridging to the forehead,
right.
But nothing like what we saw in Next Generation.
Right.
Or even the movies.
Yes. And Worf, at one point, even makes a joke about that during the Deep Space Nine Tribbles episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's what a Klingon looks like when they travel back in time. And then we find out in Enterprise, the show, I'm going way deep nerd cut, the show, that there was a genetic, the reason that Klingons looked like that is because there was a virus that they had to do because they were trying to cure something, if I remember right. I can't remember the exact details. So it was kind of a side effect to a virus that made them look human.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this is mid-process of them morphing into the human-looking thing.
So it's like a evolutionary stage,
yeah,
from what we saw originally in the,
right,
old show to like the Next Generation DS9 and all that.
Something like that, maybe.
That's kind of cool. I mean, they looked intimidating.
They still look intimidating.
So I'm cool with that.
But Honey, what was your reaction to it?
I don't care. I have never liked Star Trek. The whole non-militant military has always pissed me off. So, yeah, another Star Trek show I will not watch.
Right. Well, the one commander chick seems like she's a little more militant. When the captain in the preview says, oh, no, we're Starfleet, we don't shoot first. And the commander's like, oh, no, we need to shoot first. So maybe it'll be a little more military for you?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never really gotten into Star Trek. It's just,
right,
never been a show I've enjoyed.
I'm personally, as you can probably tell from all the information I just vomited out about Star Trek, I'm a huge fan of Star Trek, but I don't like that they keep going back in time. I don't like prequels. Like, this is pre the original Star Trek, 10 years is,
yeah,
what it says. 10 years before Kirk, 10 years before Spock. I want to see what happens after Voyager. I don't really want to see this timeline anymore. I want to see the future.
I'm with you. I'm definitely with you there. And we've already done the the pre original series
Enterprise.
It was absolutely
fairly bad. Fairly poorly.
I thought that was a really good show for
I watched it. I did like the last couple seasons, especially I liked when they had the Zindi War.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun, but it didn't do well overall.
True. Yeah. Not as well received as TNG or even Deep Space Nine, which a lot of people still really like.
I still rewatch Deep Space Nine sometimes.
Yeah.
Now, for as much as I disliked the look of that, I do like the little spoof series that's coming out as well.
Yeah, that's
based off Star Trek. The Orville.
Mm-hmm. That's our next little piece of news. Fox is releasing a show called The Orville. Which is a comedy spoof of Star Trek, I think is what the trailer that we watched even said.
Yep.
Starring Seth MacFarlane, who I personally don't like to see him acting. I do like some of the stuff he's making. I'm a big fan of American Dad and Ted, and Family Guy has its moments. But I don't like him in front of the camera as much as I like him as being a voice actor. Like, if there was a robot in the series and he was the voice of the robot, I'd be fine with that.
Absolutely.
But
I honestly don't know if I've seen him in any live-action stuff before.
So you didn't see that Million Ways to Die in the West?
No.
It was bad. It had some interesting
the only reason
cameos.
I thought about seeing it is because Liam Neeson's in it.
Yeah.
But that's the only reason.
Which is funny because there's an episode of Family Guy where Peter wants to beat up Liam Neeson, and he was shooting... or something about they made a joke about him playing a cowboy, and it's like, yeah, the guy with a really thick accent is gonna play a cowboy, and then they made him a cowboy in the Million Days to Die in the West. I thought that was funny. But yeah, that's the Orville. It looks, I said it earlier.
Funny.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Galaxy Quest,
which is not a bad thing.
Which is not a bad thing. So I'm excited for that one. It looks like they have a robot sidekick, and I like robot sidekicks.
I agree.
And it has the lady who played Bobby on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, which I like her as an actress.
Which I was kind of hoping she'd come back to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Not current with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so I don't know what happened.
Yeah, she's not. She and Hunter left the show because they were getting a spinoff.
And then that never happened.
And then the spinoff got canceled.
I knew they were left the show at one point, but I didn't know that's
so I was hoping they'd
spinoff.
Yeah, I'd hoping they'd come back because they weren't getting that spinoff.
Oh.
But it doesn't look like it's going to happen if she's on a different show. Although it is Fox, so who knows how long that's going to last.
True.
True.
It's either canceled after the first season or last 30 years. Those are the rules.
Yeah, genre shows don't last too long on Fox.
Yep.
Which they've got another one that we just watched the trailer for. Gifted. Takes place apparently in either the main one of the X-Men timelines, I would assume, or at least maybe a different timeline. Who knows at this
point? It's somewhere where the X-Men exist, because they mention it.
Well, because they specifically say we don't even know if the X-Men or the Brotherhood existed.
True. Existed, at least.
We know that they were there at one point, so we don't know what point in the timeline they'd fall or what timeline it would fall.
Right.
Frankly, I don't think it even matters anymore.
No.
Well, no.
But it is cool that they mentioned that. I mentioned the X-Men by name just because this could have been any kind of generic kid with powers.
I have some
kind
powers.
Of story.
Yeah. Like Heroes back in the day.
Mm-hmm. It does look a lot like Heroes,
yeah.
But it has that family dynamic, which I don't think we see really anything of in a lot of modern superhero stories. So I think that's a very cool angle to play with.
Yeah, especially not in X-Men stories. Mm-mm. The closest I can think of is the time they went to Iceman's house. and they're like, have you tried not being a mutant?
Yeah. Yeah, his parents are bigots, and then his stupid brother rats him out.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I hated them.
That's the closest I can think of to family dynamics in any of these movies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the latest movie with Wolverine, Logan, he had his daughter, technically.
And there was a fun family dynamic there for a while.
Right.
Until things
got sad.
Took a very dark disemboweled turn.
Yeah.
I don't think this is going to be to the level of Legion.
No. It didn't look that great.
I'm probably still
going to
watch it.
It looks decent. It does. And I mean, it looks like they are going to have the budget to do some cool graphics and
stuff,
but I mean, it didn't look super phenomenal from the previews.
It's got that little Marvel tag at the bottom, so they've got money.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's like gonna be like, oh, this is a real thinker like Legion or
And they didn't look like. I mean, I'm sure they're only showing stuff from the beginning episode or two because it didn't look like it progressed very far at that point. So who knows what they'll do with character development,
right.
But it doesn't look like they have strong characters to develop just from the preview.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
It's hard to tell from a preview, but
who's what, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we see the girl, the young blonde girl who Honey recognized from Gotham as
Silver.
She has some sort of force field power and mentions being able to move wind and
water. And elements and stuff. Huh.
But I don't know who that is based on just that. And then her brother appears to be maybe a telekinetic.
Possibly.
And there was somebody that kept having glowing yellow hands doing stuff.
Yeah,
like they stopped bullets and they did some other stuff and shot something. But yeah, I mean, they didn't really go into anything too much, which obviously if you're going to develop the characters, you don't want to give everything away too soon.
Yeah, and they look like mostly original characters. Like, they don't mention any
the
real names or
for all,
anything.
The family could be completely original. I know of two characters that aren't. Polaris is going to be in this. They've already said that, which you may know as Magneto's daughter.
The one that's not Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, well, she's not technically his daughter anymore.
fair enough.
Yeah. And
comic book timelines, everybody.
And then,
they're crazy.
Then Blink is also in this.
See, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because I like her character a lot. And was there.
She's the pink chick?
Yeah. She
yeah.
can make portals and stuff.
Yeah.
She was in Days of Future Past.
Yep.
Was really cool. Died.
Yeah. And then looked like, I can't remember the one guy. There's a guy who's part of X-Force who has, like, two knives.
Warpath.
I think I may have seen someone who could be Warpath.
There was definitely a kid in that, too. They don't really show much, but he definitely, I got that impression from him, too. And he was also in Days of Future Past.
Yes, he was.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that's Gifted.
So
looks pretty good.
It does look cool. It looks very different from what we've gotten before.
Yep.
So, which I think we definitely need less formulaic, more... original ideas.
Yeah. It's not a team of people. It's just kids trying to escape. Because it looks like mutants are just straight up illegal in this world.
Yeah.
Just getting arrested. That's Gifted. And then we also have news that recently came out that we posted about that The Witcher is getting a Netflix series. And we asked the question, could this be the next Game of Thrones? Because for any of you who've played The Witcher... you know, there's all the things the Game of Thrones has. There's magic.
Mm-hmm.
There's olden-timey sword fights.
Yep.
There's boobs. So could this be the next Game of Thrones?
And lots of killing.
Lots of killing.
And if you do things wrong, you can release plagues and kill off, like, half the NPCs in the world.
Yep.
Accidentally.
Yeah, I don't. They didn't... from what I read, they didn't go too much into what the story's going to be.
Well, yeah, they just showed stuff
specifically
from the games
and
the previews for it. I don't even know if they've cast anyone for anything yet.
It's very early into this, but I'm excited for it. It's on Netflix, so they're not as contained as they would be if they were on Fox or ABC or something like that, which I doubt would ever do a Witcher show, frankly.
Yeah, probably not.
So I'm excited. Cameron, have you ever played Witcher or seen Witcher?
I have definitely not ever done that. So I'm excited for the concept of this show, but never played it, probably never will. But seems cool.
I think I have it around here somewhere. Anyway.
I have it on Steam.
I think we bought the original Witcher for like $5 at Walmart one time, and then I bought the sequels on Steam.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that's not the only Netflix show that's been... released.
We got a lot of
information
news.
So Cameron?
Yep. I have no experience with The Witcher, but I definitely have some knowledge and experience with I think the last one we have to talk about. The Dark Crystal is getting a prequel series on Netflix, which I'm ridiculously excited about.
Anything Jim Henson, anything I'm excited for.
Yeah. Yeah. This is gonna be kind of awesome. We saw a little bit of just kind of behind-the-scenes stuff. There was a teaser that they released that we watched that was really neat. But it's like Discovery, it's a prequel, which I'm fine with. I don't care. This means we'll actually get more of the characters, more of the species that we saw in the movie, but different characters.
The Gelflings.
Yep, the Gelflings
are
two. Yeah, the movie features these little characters called Gelflings, and they're all basically extinct by the timeline in the movie, except for two of them. So we're actually going to follow a few characters from that species, and they're on this journey to discover the secret behind the villains, the Skeksis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't imagine that it's going to have a happy ending.
Right.
Yeah, it's probably going to end with them like being like slaughtered or something.
Based on there being a movie where there's only two of them left, yeah. Probably
right.
Not going to go well for them.
But it supposedly takes place a really, really long time before the movie, so you never know. It could have a happy ending that leads to something darker.
Yeah.
But
it's going
to
be dark.
It could be like the Hobbits to the Lord of the Rings. Like the Hobbit kind of ended okay. And
it's called
Lord of the
Dark
Rings
Crystal.
Yeah.
Dark's in the name. It's going to be dark.
Yeah.
Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance.
Yeah, Resistance. They're going to be fighting.
Ooh, so. Age of movies never do great, though.
This is a show.
That's true. Age of Ultron.
Yep. Totally. Anyway, I still like Ultron.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
I like the character Ultron.
I like James Spader.
Yeah.
He voiced Ultron.
That's true.
Yes, he did. So that's what's coming out next. Hopefully a lot of puppetry. I'm okay with CGI with puppetry because
yeah,
I think
they
that absolutely works.
Like,
they should
have puppeteers making stuff.
Now,
so
I have a question. I don't remember the Dark Crystal because it's been decades since I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Are there humans in this?
No.
Nope.
Oh, okay, that'll be interesting. This is a puppet show. We're watching a puppet show.
Yep.
Yay!
Yep.
Okay.
You remember,
I love puppet shows.
You remember Labyrinth?
Yes.
This is like that, but with no Jennifer Connelly or David Bowie.
Oh,
you've
no
just got
David Bowie.
Yeah.
Well,
which you can't have Labyrinth.
Can't really have David Bowie anymore.
I think I can try.
Well, yeah, you can try.
I'm going to get some lightning rods, put them up on my roof, connect them to my basement, and then green liquid. That's how zombies are made, right?
I don't. Actually, a zombie David Bowie might be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
We should try this.
Okay. There's one issue I can see.
He would eat us?
No, we have to get the corpse of David Bowie.
I don't see a problem with this.
I don't know where he is.
I can find him.
Okay.
That's going to be your job.
Tune in next week for Zombie David... No, this is horrible. We should not do this.
We should not do a Zombie David Bowie episode.
Oh, God.
I don't even know what that would mean.
I don't know how we would do that. We just moan at the microphone for an hour. Like zombie
So
noises.
Basically like what we do anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, this is the Zombie David Bowie episode.
I think this is as much Zombie David Bowie as we should have it.
Yeah.
Probably.
Seems a little sacrilegious.
Just a bit.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, he's not a religious figure, but still.
He basically is.
Mess with somebody's corpse as as a thing, as a bit.
Right. Oh, gosh. It's been over a year, and for me, the grief is still too near.
Yeah. Anyway, what were we talking about?
We were going to talk about cartoons. Because
that's
the perfect
that's
transition from Zombie David Bowie.
That'd be a cool
cartoon. Yeah.
Yep.
We should do that.
Zombie David Bowie. I bet they put that on Adult Swim.
Oh, yeah.
They gave Mike Tyson his own show.
If he can have a mystery show, we can absolutely have Zombie Bowie.
I've been seeing commercials for that recently.
Well, yeah, new season.
I didn't know Adult Swim did promotion for their stuff.
All the time.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Most of their shows are garbage. So.
Yeah, I don't watch TV, so.
I'm a big fan of Adventure Time.
Yay!
That's not on Adult Swim. Hold on.
No.
Venture Brothers is what I was trying to say.
That's
close,
also a
that's
good
close.
Show.
It's got part of the word.
Venture is in there, and
mm-hmm.
then Rick and Morty.
Yay, Rick and Morty.
I think that's
I
all
love
like
Rick and Morty
from Adult Swim. Yeah,
yeah.
I think
yeah,
that's it.
Probably.
Yeah. I haven't been into Adult Swim since the days of Sea Lab and Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law.
Those were the good old days.
Not to scale.
Anywho. So, back to cartoons that probably wouldn't be on
Adult Swim
necessarily.
Wasn't...
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Actually,
that
one of them we're going to talk about is...
The one you're going to talk about
got
moved to Adult Swim at one point.
Thundercats?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, no, no. Same. Samurai Jack.
Oh, Samurai Jack.
Too, but Thundercats also was.
Okay.
Yeah. Anywho.
We're very well put together this week.
Yep.
I'm never well put together.
That's true.
But okay, so since I've already talked a little bit and they've told me what I'm talking about.
Darn right.
I guess we'll start off with Thundercats, because that's the one I said first. So, I love the original series back in the 80s.
1984.
Don't even try to. No.
We're not doing years.
Anywho.
1492.
Exactly, when Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
He made the first Thundercats cartoon.
He did. He made Thundercats.
In the Nina.
The Pinta.
No,
Santa Maria?
No, he did it in the Nina. We didn't jump from boat to boat making
you
cartoons.
You don't know that.
On the
you
side of the boat.
Anywho, so Thundercats.
This is going in the animated episode.
85 through 89. Okay, cool.
I'm just laughing at the picture of Lionel. That's
yes.
all.
Yes. Yeah, anywho.
I was too early by a year. I guess 84.
Yep.
Yeah, you were wrong.
I wasn't alive.
I was.
Yep.
So was Cameron. Anywho, so with Thundercats, the original series, I think still holds up because I've watched it within the last 10 years. But, anywho, the newer series, I actually really liked. I think they did a very good job of revamping it and modernizing it without changing it too much.
Mm-hmm.
What was the concept of the original Thundercats?
The original Thundercats?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember. Like, Thundercats
are loose.
Okay. Shut up. So they left their planet.
Right.
Because
in Lino,
reasons. I don't remember
Lino,
why.
Lino
was
a
cat
or kittens when they left.
Yeah.
But they were put into hibernation or something like that.
And something happened and he became an adult.
Yes.
Jaga died.
They crashed on what I believe to be Earth. Like prehistoric Earth.
Yeah, possibly.
They ever said that for sure.
Yeah. Third Earth, I think is
yeah.
what it's called.
Yeah. Because it's the third planet from the sun.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Anyway.
Anywho, yeah.
And then Mumra follows them.
How would it be a prehistoric Earth with robotic bears?
Science.
Uh-huh. Anywho, so, okay.
I forgot about the robot bear people.
Robo-Bell.
Basically Ewoks that got assimilated by the Borg.
And they were friendly. Because they didn't try to assimilate anyone else.
Yeah.
And they helped.
They didn't
the
bash
Thundercats.
In a bunch of stormtroopers' skulls and eat their brains either.
There's also
and
a walrus guy, apparently.
Yeah. There's all sorts of crazy stuff. Yeah. Anywho, but...
Yep.
So, the revamp... which is what we're supposed to be talking more of,
mm-hmm.
was really well done. And in the newer story, it takes place...
on Thundera.
On Thundera, yes. And Lionel and Tigra are competing and, you know, doing their whole thing. And Mumra and his hordes come through and kill off Lionel's dad.
Yeah.
And takes over the main capital city. And while they're on the run, that's when Lionel really starts learning how to be the leader of the Thundercats and starts pulling people together and doing all the fun stuff. I really like that story actually almost a little bit more than the original
story. I
did
too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which you said you don't like revamped episodes of stuff.
Yeah, I didn't. But this one was okay because I didn't know the source material as well.
Ah.
Yeah.
Because in this, the cats... were the kind of the ruling class species, if
mm-hmm.
I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And then Mumra, is Mumra the bad guy in this?
Mumra's the villain.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of got everyone to work with him to overthrow the cats. Because
yeah.
they're
the ruling class.
Because they're the ruling class. And he kind of tricked them into being like, oh, the cats are what's wrong with the planet, when they weren't really what was wrong with the planet. They were the ones stopping Mumra in the first place.
Yep.
That's a weird allegory for society, isn't it?
A little bit.
No, rich people are okay. Leave them alone.
Yeah.
But it's still a good show.
It is.
Yeah, I watched the original when I was a kid just because it was on, but I think it started like when I would get home from school, so
mm-hmm.
I would only catch maybe the last 10 minutes of it, and then it would go into DuckTales. So
DuckTales.
I didn't... So it wasn't a huge...
That's another one.
We'll get into that.
I haven't seen it.
Will
they come out with
that
yet?
I don't think it's out yet.
Sorry, okay. Continue on with Thundercats.
It is not. We'll get into it, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of the original, other than just watching bits and pieces, but I definitely liked the reboot.
Yeah.
I thought it was a lot of fun. The animation was good.
Yeah.
I liked the characters. Snarf was super cute and not annoying at all.
Yeah, yeah, he was awesome.
And he was more of a pet as opposed to a cat version of Orko.
Yeah.
Right.
It
was like
that was supposed to be his like words of wisdom kind of person that was just always in the way.
Snarf.
Yeah, he was kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Originally. I don't know why he was supposed to be words of wisdom. He was dumb.
Well, it was like he was almost like trying to be like that advisor role, like,
right.
No, Lionel, don't do that.
He's more of a babysitter, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was more of an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know babysitters that are not bright.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was Thundercats, and it got canceled after the first season.
I don't know if it got a whole season, actually.
Yeah, I think it did get a whole season, but I don't remember. Like, I actually didn't see all of the newest stuff.
Did they have a wrap-up episode, or did it just kind of end? I think it's just kind of ended.
I honestly don't know.
I feel like it just ended. I quit watching it at one point just because I just got really far behind in it.
Right.
But
that's another one.
I always meant to go back and watch more of it. It was on for... I guess it got a full season. It got a full 26 episodes.
It got a full season.
Oh, I didn't thought it.
Like,
no,
because it actually went 13 episodes, I think, did the whole little... I want to say it, like, took a break or something and then continued.
Maybe it continued on Adult Swim. And that's... Or, no, I don't think it was Adult Swim. It was the anime version of Adult Swim, whatever that is. Toonami?
Yeah.
It was that.
But yeah, that was Thundercats. It was pretty decent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I enjoyed it. As opposed to its other counterpart, He-Man, which the original was, you know, cheesy and awesome like the original Thundercats, but then when they did a remake of it, it was atrocious.
I don't think I saw the remake.
It's not really worth watching. I mean, the animation was awesome.
I'm a big fan of the robot chicken He-Mans.
Yes.
Those are
me,
great.
He-Man, jumping backwards on my axe like I always say I would.
Anyway. That was a good one.
You know what you need?
No. This is a family show.
Is it? Is
no,
it really?
I still shouldn't say that.
True.
Anyway.
But yeah, okay, so... And then on to the other one that I was actually going to talk about. Samurai Jack.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not really, like, a reboot or anything
like that.
This one's
more of a revival.
Yeah, this
It is a revival,
slash
I guess,
continuation.
Revival continuation. And the original, Samurai Jack... Him and his family back in ancient feudal Japan, China, wherever.
The Jacks, as you might call them.
Yeah. Wherever they're supposed to actually be taking place in. A coup comes. They have a sword that can kill him.
Right.
Samurai Jack takes it. He's going to go defeat a coup. A coup throws him in the future. He's stuck in the future.
So
and actually,
Angel.
He doesn't actually get his name of Jack until he gets to the future, though. So.
Oh, what's his original name, do you know?
I don't think they ever actually say it.
I'm
going
to
call him Billy Banner.
No.
No.
Billy Tree Trunks Banner McGee.
Again? Shut up. Anywho, so now that he's in the future and everybody keeps calling him Jack, so he takes on the name of Samurai Jack, he starts trying to fight a coup and trying to find a way to go back in time.
Wait, first name Samurai, last name Jack, or...
Shut up. Shut up. Anywho, so he's trying to stop a coup, and a coup keeps using all sorts of stuff to stop him. Eventually, the series ends with Samurai Jack losing his sword. Now, somehow, through the mystic passage of time and him getting flung into the future, he takes place in the new series... Where Samurai Jack still doesn't have his sword.
Mm-hmm.
It's 50 years in the future, but he's discovered he doesn't age.
And he's
so
going by Billy Banner again.
No. But his first appearance, he comes out covered head to toe in armor, riding a giant motorcycle with all sorts of guns, shooting things to pieces. It was quite epic. Anywho, so as it continues on, he doesn't have a way to get back in time because he's pretty much exhausted every way to feasibly go back in time.
Right.
Aku can't kill him, which Aku has gone into hiding because he doesn't know what to do because he can't defeat Jack.
Because he's immortal.
Yeah, he's pretty much immortal. Can't die. because he, you know, can fight things off and doesn't age.
Yeah.
But then, I don't want to go too much into it because I want people to watch it, but there's like this secret society of female crazy cultists that rise up and fight for a coup and are trying to hunt down Jack, and they're pretty intimidating. So we're going to leave off with that. But it is a really cool show, and it's still airing right now. I've only seen the first handful of episodes. I need to actually catch up on that. But yeah, no, it's a great show. So I don't, it, same art style. Everybody's the same voice actor except for Aku, because unfortunately the actor that originally did that passed away. But they did pretty good at trying to match the voice. I mean, it doesn't sound exactly 100% spot on, but it's pretty good.
Yeah. If one of you guys ever die, I'm just going to like copy-paste your dialogue into the podcast repeatedly.
But then you won't have to edit me anymore.
Yeah. Technically, I'll have to edit you more.
Oh, true.
Like, gotta find stuff that matches what I'm saying, the Cameron, and then you're in the background saying something or something like that. It'll be interesting.
Why in this scenario are we both dead but you're still alive?
No,
and still doing the podcast.
Well, I said that if one of you die, he's dead. I'm actually talking to you in real life.
Okay.
And just editing him in. Every now and then he just says shut up in the background.
And in all fairness, if one of us is gonna die, it's probably not gonna be me.
Why?
I should mention that he's staring at Cody right now, not me, so I'm apparently in the clear.
I always thought if one of us would die, it'd be you, because you do the thing that would get you killed, while me and Cameron wouldn't do that thing.
Like, what kind of thing?
I don't know. Jump into a bar fight with 500 people.
Well, only four can come at me at once at any time, and if they don't know how to fight in groups, they wouldn't be able to actually effectively fight each other and get in each other's way, and then I'd probably still win.
Guns exist.
True.
Anyway, I like the idea of that Samurai Jack can never go back in time. That time travel is a one-way thing.
I'm sure it can happen.
Right.
But
I don't
mean,
think it should.
Well, yeah, it probably... I mean, I don't know. It might. Because I know this is just supposed... This is the last season. Like, they're not going to continue on.
Oh, they're just doing one season?
As far as I know of, I think this is supposed to be a conclusion season.
Oh,
so
nice.
I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Because obviously it's still going as far as I know of, and I haven't seen it
all
that time yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, as of this recording, the finale is coming up. So by the time anyone hears this, it's already aired, and you can totally send us spoilers.
Yep.
Yeah, the finale is going to be this weekend.
Huh, didn't know that. I should start watching it again.
Yep. And then it'll cap off the whole series, and it'll probably rerun everything, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what Cartoon Network does. Which we appreciate, because we can watch stuff we missed.
I don't have cable, so that means nothing to me.
That's fair.
Samurai Jack.
Okay, so there's other ones.
Billy Banner.
Shut up!
So, yeah, Samurai Jack's a good example of a revival, yes. Which is just a continuation of a story that's already, you know, aired. And Thundercats was a good, I would say, reboot.
Yeah, that was a reboot.
Because it's not... adhering
the
to the same
continuity. It was completely different storyline.
Yeah. I think another show that has actually done that a few times now that I thought
Quite
was
different.
Pretty effective is Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
So same decade as far as the original series goes. That aired in the late 80s. That's one of the shows that I grew up with.
Mm-hmm. 1986.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't that early.
You're crazy, man.
What? I don't know. I was guessing.
Again,
Star Trek The Next Generation started in 1986.
I don't care.
It started in 87.
I was wrong.
I know that one for a fact.
I would not know that. I don't care about Star Trek.
We know! That's unfortunate for Star Trek.
Ninja Turtles.
So...
Ninja Turtles. Continue.
So we had the original cartoon in the late 80s, early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. Was really fun. Had all the toys. 2003 rolls around, and there's a new cartoon and a new toy line.
Oh, so you're just skipping over that live-action show they had
in
the 90s?
Animated reboots and revivals.
You didn't like the female one?
Not live-action crap.
No. Venus de Milo.
Yeah.
That was her name.
Yep.
And she had magic powers.
And she had boobs for
some reason. She had turtle boobs.
I tried to rewatch that, because at one point that was on Netflix like a few years ago.
I did too.
I tried to watch
it. Physically
it hurt.
Yeah,
to
it's
watch.
Painful. Like, I remember watching it when it first aired. I'm like, no.
It's like
I can't
a little goblin
this.
Crawls up onto your tank and starts pulling hairs out. That's what that was like.
That hurt more in my heart than my taint, but yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much everything.
You don't keep
I was
your heart in your taint?
No.
He keeps his heart in a jar on the
combat.
Table.
Yeah. Like off of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yep.
Which is also getting a crappy recontinuation thing.
We'll talk about that never.
Ninja Turtles.
Yep.
Ninja Turtles.
So they did. They brought that back.
Right.
It was a complete reboot. Had no ties to the original
and that
cartoon
was,
at all.
Was darker.
It was definitely darker. It was.
This is still the cartoon one.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
Not the computer animated one. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, that one was darker.
And
yeah.
It was.
And I enjoyed that one.
I didn't have that channel.
I like the darker one.
I was poor.
Yeah. I think it was on Fox.
Yeah.
But it lasted a few
I
years.
I had that channel.
Yeah, it was a couple of years.
And they actually rebooted it during the show, even, which was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But it was much more inspired by the original comic book
mm-hmm.
series
right.
and the movie, the first live action film. And followed the events of the comics and the movie really closely for the first couple seasons. And I thought it was a really solid show. It was very serialized. So, most episodes were like most of the story arcs were multi-episodes.
Yeah.
I like that.
And they would
shows.
I think they would go have like one continuous story for an entire season.
Right.
And it was really, really quality. The animation was... it doesn't hold up as well today, but it's hard to find a show that does.
Right.
It looked really good at the time.
Little Korean fingers can only draw so fast.
I'm Korean.
I don't know.
Just like, what?
I've definitely had too much soda today.
Oh my gosh. But as I said, they actually kind of rebooted it at one point in the show, and they put them into the future. I think they renamed it Ninja Turtles Fast Forward.
That's a dumb name.
I honestly
don't remember that. I probably didn't watch any of that stuff.
I kind of quit at that time, but they somehow ended up in the future.
Cameron Bridge quit it.
Oh.
He threw down his TV like, nope! Walked away.
Basically,
then
yes.
He came back and kicked the TV a couple times, and then
yeah.
Walked away again.
No, I gave it a shot. It wasn't terrible, but I feel like they changed the status quo a little too much.
Okay.
And then they ended up, eventually that ended, and they went back, and I think they ended the series like as it began, essentially just continuing what the story arc was before they ever went into time,
okay.
or went into the future. And they even had, like near the end, they did a crossover episode with the 80s Ninja Turtles.
Ooh,
so the original.
I want to see that.
Okay, it was fun.
Now, was this towards the beginning or when they started mutating into bigger mutant turtles?
No, not
okay.
that at all. This was the original late 80s, early 90s. Those turtles.
Which series is the one that had like the major crossover episode where they had the comic book ones? They had the. Those ones from the darker series, they had the original series. Like, there's like
I have no
four
idea.
Or five
that,
different like series of ones.
This episode
that was a
drug
induced hallucination.
Maybe true.
Actually, I have to debunk that. No, that totally happened.
Oh.
That's how the turtles. That's how the series ended. It was.
Oh.
It was. The,
I want to see that.
It was an event series they called Turtles Forever, and it was mainly the 2003 Turtles and the 80s Turtles hanging out, fighting Shredder. And then at the end, they bring all the other Turtle universes together. So you have the late 90s extreme muscle-bound Turtles,
yeah.
The original comic book Turtles.
Where they all wear the same bandana.
Exactly,
they're all white
yeah.
with a red bandana. Yeah.
Yep. So that did happen. I think it was just like a one. Like
okay.
a one
I just
scene.
Remember seeing that at one point on TV. And I was like, what?
Yep.
I never saw that. That would be cool. I'll
it was,
have to see if I can find that on the internet.
It was pretty.
I'm cool. sure we can.
Internet.
To the internet.
Ew.
So I think just the fact that I was older when the new show came out, I still liked it a lot. And I, you know, still bought the toys because, you know.
What are you talking about? I'm still buying the toys.
That's fine. I totally agree with that. I respect that. But I wasn't, you know, as enthused about the new show as I was with the old one when I was a kid. Which, of course, again, just because of my age.
Right.
But I thought it was a really quality show. I loved it a lot. Bought the DVDs.
And then
the
computer animated one.
And then the computer animated one came out. I couldn't quite get into it, but
their bodies are a little weirdly morphed. Like, I remember their legs were the same size as their feet practically, mm-hmm. and that was weird.
I actually kind of like the designs, honestly.
It was weird, though.
It is a little weird, but what few episodes I've actually seen, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I never watched it. By that point, I think I was in college, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
When did that come out?
It's been on for like 4 or 5 years now.
Oh, it's still on?
It is still on.
I was definitely at least in college when it came out.
Probably are you talking about the one that's still airing right now?
The one that's still airing now.
I thought that came out a while ago.
I don't think you were in college 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's still going on.
Really?
As far as I know of.
Yeah, you weren't in college 5 years ago.
I wasn't.
No?
5 years.
I don't think you
were. What was 5 years ago? You got married 5 years ago.
I did get married 5 years ago, so I wasn't in college. This is dumb. Keep going.
So far we've had 2 Ninja Turtle reboots.
Right.
I can't talk a whole lot about the current one just because I, again, haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a lot of fun. I think the animation is cool.
It looks,
I could have swore there was another one in between there somewhere.
See, and I want to say so, too.
The Turtles Fast Forward is the only other
that
one.
That might be it. I don't know.
But, no? Wait. I don't know. But, yeah, the newest one on Nickelodeon, when I first saw previews for it, it looked stupid.
Looks a little more kiddie.
Yeah.
Like, they're getting real far away from
and
the
and then
dark
I saw, like, a random episode, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is weird. But then I started watching it from, like, the beginning, just watching the whole thing go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a continuing story the whole way through.
Right.
It's not like here's a random episode or a couple episodes go together for a show. It's a whole continuing series.
Mm.
And it's actually pretty freaking amazing. And I was very disappointed that they still haven't put the latest season that ended on Netflix yet. Because I don't watch it.
Yeah, no, I've never seen any of them, I don't think.
I enjoyed...
It's on Nickelodeon, you guys said?
Yeah.
It's
Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon.
I haven't watched Nickelodeon in decades, it feels like, at this point. Because, again...
like I said, I saw random episodes, and I was like, this is weird. But then when I was like, oh, it's on Netflix.
Right.
And I started watching it. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. So...
Yeah, it's really cool taking elements from the comic, from the original cartoon, and even from the movies and the 2003 cartoon. It's like meshing everything together into one universe. And I think it's really cool.
Does it have Toka and Rezar?
Yeah.
Really?
It does, actually.
I was being sarcastic.
It for sure has a Rezar, the wolf. The bad guys from Secret Views.
And it doesn't actually have Toka how it was. Basically, Raphael has a pet turtle. For whatever reason, a giant mutant
turtle. That seems like slavery.
Has a pet turtle.
You know?
That's the same logic that, you know, Goofy is a dog, but so is Pluto.
Yeah.
But okay,
anyway,
so here's the
thing.
I don't
think I could have a pet Neanderthal or something.
It'd be
you
having a pet monkey.
I don't have a pet monkey either.
But I'm just saying, if you did, people have pet monkeys.
Maybe.
You do have a pet monkey.
No.
It's another room.
Yeah.
You have a pet monkey.
You have a pet donkey.
No, I have a chihuahua.
I don't know why I said donkey.
I don't know
either. Go on.
But anywho, so there's this event and mutagen gets spread everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And with different things happening, Raphael's turtle gets mutagen on it. And he names it, his turtle's name is Spike. But Spike is basically kind of like Razor, except... He's not evil? I mean, well, no. He's kind of borderline. He's kind of bad for a bit, but then he ends up basically making his own mutant team, and they actually join up occasionally. new stuff.
Interesting.
Turtles in a half shell.
Yeah.
Turtle power.
Yep. Yeah, those were probably good shows. I didn't see any but the original, obviously. But then there are also the Michael Bay movies, which are examples of someone taking a great idea and then putting it in a blender, shoving it up their butt, and pooping it onto canvas.
Now, as atrocious as I can see them being to most people, I do actually enjoy them.
Not going
to
animate that.
No, please don't.
You like those movies?
Yeah, well, I mean,
the
I
first
enjoy
one?
Them.
Did you like the first one?
I actually like the second one better than
the
first
second
one.
The second one was
yeah.
legitimately better than the first one.
Yep.
Did you like the first one? The
enough.
Movie that was basically just about April O'Neil and occasionally giant mutant turtles would show up.
I didn't dislike it. I thought...
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Like
it. I just... It wasn't what I was hoping for by any means, but I did enjoy the movie.
I didn't like it. But I don't like Megan Fox, so that doesn't help.
See, I don't like her either. And that was like the worst part about the movie.
But she was the main point of the movie.
Yeah.
Main character.
But they also, I mean, because what, isn't like in the original comic book series, like she had them as pets or something like that? And
yeah, they've
like,
done that a few times.
Yeah, they,
it depends
was,
on what continuity you're looking
yeah.
at. But.
So I was going to say, they were...
I thought they were Daredevil's pets.
I've heard that theory, but...
That is a fun theory.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a thing.
I don't know.
I mean, in your mind, I'm sure it is.
Did it
but,
on purpose.
Oh, yeah, probably.
But, I don't know for sure. Anyway, no, bad movie. It was my point. The second one was better.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed
it's
it.
It's stupid and fun.
Yeah, it's
but
stupid
I enjoyed
and fun.
Bebop
but I got to
Rocksteady.
See Bebop Rocksteady and a giant brain and a robot body. So I was happy.
Fair enough.
But it still wasn't, like, a good movie.
No.
It was just better.
It's a good popcorn flick.
Yes.
Something stupid, mindless, that you can enjoy and not completely hate.
Right.
Unlike most of the Transformers movies at this
most
point.
Most of the Transformers movies.
I like
so,
the Transformers movies.
I think I'm actually all caught up on Transformers movies.
Now, I do have
them.
To say the ones without Megan Fox are better.
True.
And I do
this
like
is...
the ones with Mark Wahlberg even better.
There's only
even...
been one so far with Mark Wahlberg.
Well, that's true.
Second
well, I guess the second one's coming out.
Yes.
And it looks good in my opinion.
Right.
But...
To me, the problem with the Transformers movies, other than the fact that they're kind of racist and kind of sexist and kind of stupid, is the robots are just mangled random pieces of metal, and it's hard to tell them apart a lot of the times. Like in the original cartoons, Optimus Prime, even when he was transformed, was clearly still a truck. Bumblebee was still a beetle.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell what they were when they transformed, and they all looked very different, and they had colors. In this movie, when they transformed, they're just random pieces of silver and black and shininess, and it's like, okay, I have no idea who I'm looking at right now.
Fair enough.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
And I've only seen the Megan Fox ones. I've only seen the first two, and I haven't...
They're not great.
Yeah,
yeah,
I love
like
the first
the
one,
ones.
But I haven't gotten to the others yet. I don't know that I ever will.
Reminds me, the second... Transformers movie, the bad guys had a Transformer human at one
yep.
point.
Mm-hmm.
Have they? They
Wait,
they've
what?
Never used that again. They had that one
oh,
chick
yeah.
who tried to bang
Shia LaBeouf
with her giant metal robot knife tongue or whatever. Bang him through the head.
I forgot about that.
Kill him. But they never used that again. I feel like that'd be what you'd do. I've got a human transformer. I think that's good. I think we got this. I think we can, you know, you, hey you, human transformer, turn into the president. Oh, we won. We won, guys. Movie over. No? We're not going to do that? We're going to keep picking, like, ridiculous cars and insects for some reason?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what about the cartoon? Because there have been several different cartoon series since
haven't
the original.
Watched them.
I enjoy, I mean, the original one is just standard old cheesy 80s cartoon,
mm-hmm.
which is great. But I enjoyed Beast Wars.
Oh, wait, I did watch Beast Wars. Beast Wars was good.
I mean, if
when
you
I
watch
child,
it now,
I have no
the
idea.
Animation, because it's all that weird, crazy looking computer
yeah.
animated stuff.
Yeah, it was 90s.
Does not hold up. at all.
What was the second Beast Wars? It had a sequel.
It was like Beast Machines?
Beast Machines.
It was kind of weird.
That one wasn't as good.
Yeah,
like the original Beast Wars.
And that was taking like the original continuity of the first Transformers cartoon.
Right.
And basically taking Optimus Prime, who had died, and resurrecting him as a gorilla robot named Optimus Primal, basically.
Yeah. I think he was an ancestor of Optimus Prime, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
He was one of the Primes.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think he was actually Optimus Prime.
Okay. I only remember
descendants of the original Transformers.
Okay. Yeah. I only remember what I was reading about. I actually did not watch it because I couldn't get into CGI stuff in the 90s for some reason.
It was bad. It looked bad.
Reboot was the best thing ever.
I never watched Reboot, and I've been told that
still,
I should regret my life.
It still looks amazing. I don't care. Yeah, Reboot.
Reboot!
I love the way it
you
looks.
You hit their badge and they say Reboot, and then they turn into video game characters and they have to play the video games because the video games fall from the sky and they land on them and you have to beat the what are they called? They call the, what do they call us?
The player.
The player. That seems too stupid. You have to beat the player.
90s
and if you
cartoon.
Don't, the big black square that fell on your city explodes and destroys everybody. So if you don't win, you die. It's so good.
Yeah. I've never cared about watching this until seeing you get uber excited about it.
Oh, it was so
now.
Good. It was so good. And there was like the computer virus guy and the one chick with the many faces.
Hexadecimal?
Yeah. And then there was...
I clearly screwed up Slash and not watching that.
Yeah.
Were the two little minion robots.
Yeah.
What was it? Was it Gigabyte? No.
Megabyte.
That was the bad guy.
Megabyte was the bad guy. He was purple and had a weird faux hawk thing that was sideways on the back of his head.
It was like he was balding and just had like the horseshoe.
Oh, it was a good show, though.
Stuck back. I loved it.
We should reboot that.
Yes.
Reboot.
Oh, gosh. They should
start the hashtag. Reboot.
They should do that. We should do this.
Okay. Live action?
Hell no, man. We're going to make
we don't
same
have a CG budget.
No. Same exact art style as before.
Okay. We don't have that.
Come on, man. 90s technology? We
can
do that now.
I can use Anime Studio to make slightly bad cartoons. You saw me trying to do that earlier. It's not great.
Nope.
Your arm kept coming off. Anyway. Reboot.
Yeah, we should reboot.
they would give it a name like Reboot 2.0.
Yeah. Rebooted.
Yep.
Reboot.
Reboot Reloaded.
Return. Control-Alt-Delete.
That's already a thing.
That.
What?
Yeah, I considered that as a title for my webcomic.
But it
was already taken before
webcomic.
What's it about?
I don't remember.
I think there is one called that, though.
Yeah, there is. That's what I said. No, it's already taken.
Hashtag, is this a thing?
Of course it's a thing. What were we talking about before we went off on reboot?
We were going to talk about... Yeah, we were going to talk about the Transformers reboots. We talked more about the movies than the actual cartoons.
Yeah.
I never saw the
so
cartoons.
So then there's been a crap ton of Transformer reboots. I mean, there's even the little kids one, like the Rescue Bots,
which I think is still going.
I don't know. I've never really watched it. I don't have kids.
The only one that I have seen...
That you know of.
Okay.
Nah, I'm pretty sure I don't.
I took
my
some
species
of your DNA.
They're young.
That's true. Well, that's why you have to hatch them separately.
Oh, so in another cage so I can't get to them?
Yeah. Just like hamsters.
Yeah. Anywho, back to Transformers again.
The only one that I've actually even seen, I don't even know if there's a point, Transformers Prime, which came out a few years ago.
Right.
And I think that's probably the best Transformers story that has been done.
The one that was on at the same time as the newer Thundercats? Because there was one that aired at the same time. Because, I saw some of it, but I didn't actually watch very much of that.
Different network. It was on... It's Discovery Family now, but they called it The Hub.
Oh, that's right.
And it was on there. It was really good.
Yeah, I remember that one. It looked
I think
cool.
I watched a couple episodes.
I only watched like probably three or four episodes.
I remember nothing from it.
I'm the same.
It was on Netflix for a time.
Yeah.
If it is, I wholeheartedly recommend it.
Right.
It is so much smarter and better written than any of the movies or any of the cartoons that came before it.
Okay.
I don't know, Beast Wars is
pretty good. Anyway, go on.
So I like the idea that it focus on a smaller cast of characters,
right,
rather than have like a dozen different Transformers. It had like five or six.
Because you got
Optimus,
Bumblebee, Ratchet.
Yep, RC.
RC,
who was really cool, and
that's the chick.
There was the big guy. I think it might have been named Hound, or I might be thinking one of the characters.
Oh, Bulkhead.
Bulkhead, thank you.
Bulkhead.
Yep.
I did see more of that now that I'm thinking about it, because the one chick,
Captain
she drove
Phasma.
Bulkhead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they
no
had
Chester the Cheeto.
No. Shut up.
Billy Banner. Billy
shut
Banner.
Shut your pie hole. Before I fill it for you.
Ew.
Not like that.
You have pie?
Maybe.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that was also an example of having human characters that didn't suck. They weren't annoying, and they were still kids.
And they helped out.
They were actually somewhat important and useful. And
instead of, oh gosh, what was the kid's name from the original series? So you had like
Spike.
Billy Banner.
No.
That's not a name anyone has ever had.
The Hulk's behind you. I think that's where I got Banner from. I don't know where I got Billy from.
Bill Bixby? Guy that played the Hulk?
No. I didn't know that. So that
Billy Banner almost sounds like a name from something.
It does. Look it up. Someone internet us and tweet us at whatever our tweeter is.
Wow. Seriously?
Oh,
the Nerd Dump Podcast. No, Nerd Dump Podcast. At Nerd Dump Podcast. I don't know why I'm yelling at that other corner. At Nerd Dump Podcast.
Confusing you.
Tweet us. What? Everyone's looking at their phones. I'm going to talk, so this
Nerd
is
Dump
silence.
Podcast is what it's is what the Twitter is.
I hurt my butt bone just now.
Congrats
on
that.
My head brain hurts right now.
Head brain?
I don't know.
Where's your other brain?
It doesn't matter.
You know where it is. Brought to you by ketchup.
I hate ketchup.
We just lost our sponsor.
Ketchup's
you can't say you hate the sponsor.
Ketchup's the spawn of Satan.
Just ketchup.
The tomatoes are the devil.
It wasn't even Heinz. It was literally
just
ketchup in general.
We lost our only sponsor.
We
ketchup.
Probably lost all of our listeners too. What the hell is this? What are these guys talking about?
Mostly ketchup.
Yep. I was going to talk about He-Man too, but
go for
we're kind of we're kind of out of time.
No, remember we had that like long pause at the beginning where we heard a bunch of sirens. We still have time. Go.
I don't even remember what I was going to say because
He-Man.
That had a reboot. It was pretty good.
No, it wasn't.
I thought it was
Masters of the Universe show.
Yep.
Movie.
The
good,
movie
good
was
job.
Dolph Lundgren.
Dolph Lundgren. That was horrible. It was so awesome.
Okay, see. Now that you mentioned that, I feel like we should just do an entire He-Man episode and talk about everything.
Yeah.
So I will save that.
So upcoming
for
episodes,
okay.
He-Man, the Shaq one, we still haven't done that.
Hold up. I've got one more thing that I want to talk about.
Okay.
So one more reboot, an 80s cartoon that was rebooted that I really freaking liked, G.I. Joe. They actually had two different reboot ones. They had the Sigma 6, which wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed that. But G.I. Joe Renegades was phenomenal. Oh my gosh. If you ever have a chance to watch G.I. Joe Renegades, which I actually might own that.
Was that the one on Adult Swim too?
I don't know.
I think that was also on the Hub. With
that was on the Hub.
Which
is
the one that was on Adult Swim? There was like one that was just
murdered. Dude, oh gosh, that was the movie. G.I. Joe Resolution.
Right.
That's a movie.
Okay.
It was a miniseries online, and
right.
They put it all together to make a movie.
I think it was.
Oh yeah, because they were hardcore killing people left and right.
Yeah.
It was brutal and beautiful. If you want, I'll let you borrow it. I own it on DVD.
Okay, I might have to. I remember that, but I never actually watched it.
Oh yeah, so the G.I. Joe reboots have been phenomenal.
Right.
Even G.I. Joe Extreme from the '90s.
What about the?
You know, I never actually watched that.
What about the two live action G.I. Joe movies?
You
guys keep leaving out the bad versions of these things.
There's
we're talking about
the
animations.
Yeah.
Sure,
although that's what we were originally supposed to do, but we actually started talking more about the movies and other stuff too. But okay, so the movies sucked hardcore. Not because of Channing Tatum.
I like the second one.
Well, yeah, because Channing Tatum got blown up. But no.
And the Rock's in it. I like The Rock.
Well, yeah. But the first one was horrible for multiple reasons.
Uh-huh.
Because Snake Eyes didn't get his throat cut, and that's why he can't talk, or whatever, you know, didn't take some vow of silence, or whatever the bull crap thing they tried to do.
I don't remember.
Because he was supposed to have been saving Scarlet in a helicopter accident, and his face got exploded, and he can't talk because he's mute.
Interesting.
But anywho, that and the fact that the Baroness didn't have an accent. I wanted to punch so many people because of that.
I still
so
prefer,
many people.
Similar to He-Man, I prefer the robot chicken versions of G.I. Joe.
That's valid.
Yeah.
No, I still like the newer cartoons, though.
I haven't seen any of them. I don't think
G.I. Joe Renegades is awesome.
About. I've never even heard of this.
G.I. Joe Renegades, basically Cobra, is... Instead of being out and about saying, oh, hey, we're evil and trying to take over the world, they're running like it's Cobra brand pharmacy, Cobra brand drugstores, Cobra brand...
Ketchup.
Same thing. Yeah, you know...
Cobra brand ketchup.
They have...
Feel the snake bite.
Yeah, they have the grocery stores. They're buying out all the, like, mom-and-pop restaurants. Like, they're...
So
Cobra's here to help you. Yeah. And Cobra Commander, like, he never actually fully shows himself, like... He's the face of the company, and he has like a hollow projection of himself where he looks like some friendly senator from the South or something. But he never actually goes out in public. And the only people that know that Cobra's actually doing this bad stuff are the handful of G.I. Joes that have turned renegade, technically. And the rest of the G.I. Joe team is actually trying to catch them because they think they've gone rogue.
Which
so,
basically they have.
Yeah.
But
so
for
they've
a reason.
The good G.I. Joes that are chasing them down thinking that they're a renegade group attacking Cobra for no reason.
Right.
But Cobra's also going after them because they're a terrorist organization. But yeah, no, it's a great show.
And then The Rock shows up?
No.
I like The Rock.
I do too.
Oddly enough, The Rock had a character in Transformers Prime and died in the first episode.
Sucks to suck, Rock.
Yeah.
And The Rock for president, 2020.
No.
Nope. 2017. Can we elect him this year?
Yes.
Okay.
One thing that's kind of fits this that we haven't talked about at all.
Mm-hmm.
Batman.
True. I think
never really had a time off, so I don't know if you can call it a resurgence or whatever we've been calling it.
Well, they did do Batman Beyond.
Yeah.
Batman Beyond was not a reboot. It was
no.
It
no.
was a sequel series.
Yeah, but that would be like how Samurai Jack was. It was a continuation.
Mm-hmm.
Because Bruce Wayne
True.
Was the
Same
old
Bruce
guy
Wayne.
Training a new guy.
True.
So
but
that
think,
one was a continuation.
Right.
Very good point. And they've also done reboots like
yeah,
Batman, The Batman.
Batman Brave and the Bold.
Beware,
which is great.
Beware
all
the Batman.
57 Batman movies.
Yep.
Which Brenda mentioned now that we've officially ranked our top 15 Marvel movies, she thinks we should do Batman movies. Not DC movies, just
right.
Batman movies, because there's been so many, we could rank just Batman movies.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be a great
Well, we all
one
know the
up.
Best one.
What's that? The Dark Knight.
No, the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Mr. Freeze.
That movie turns 20 years old this month.
We'll wait for next year and we'll take that movie out for a beer.
Nice. I will actually be watching that movie for the first time in a very long time for the 20th anniversary.
Nice.
I will be sure to...
I think we own all those Joel Schumacher Batmans.
I do too.
Yeah.
The Blu-ray set was cheap and the special features were totally worth it.
Okay.
But anyway, quick thing back to cartoons, though.
Cartoons.
We do have a few other... We've got one reboot and one revival coming up soon. DuckTales is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think we did talk about that early on because
yeah.
I'm super excited.
Briefly.
Yeah. And Invader Zim is coming back
yes.
as well.
But it's only a movie.
Yes, but it's still Invader
it's
Zim.
It's still Invader Zim.
I'm hoping that the movie does phenomenal
mm-hmm.
and then they make a new series. Because if any of you heard earlier, my phone went off because I forgot to silence it, and it was Gurr meowing.
Yeah.
I love Invader Zim with the passion.
It's a really good show. I want it to, like, the movie I think is going to be on Nickelodeon, correct?
I think so.
I want somehow Netflix to get the rights to Invader Zim and make a series.
Because
again, I trust Netflix more than I trust cable series.
True. Nickelodeon was, they got away with a lot of stuff on
they
that
do.
Show.
And
on
Netflix, Transformers Prime is on there.
That is fantastic.
So is Rescue Bots and... Is that one?
Hotel Transylvania 2.
Shut up. Transformers Robots in Disguise? What is that?
That was in between.
Oh, Transformers Prime Beast Hunters.
Oh, look there. Billy
Shut
Banner.
Up. Shut up. Shut your face.
Robots in Disguise, I think, was one of the first, at least modern reboots that they did.
I never
watched
or,
it. I think I had one of the toys.
Or it came out in 2016.
Okay, so it's new. Never mind. I don't know. I thought I did. You pulled the wool.
When
right
a
out.
Prison ship crashes, unleashes hundreds of Decepticons on Earth,
right.
Bumblebee leads a new Autobot force to protect humankind? Huh. I want to watch that.
Executive producer Billy Banner.
Well, coincidentally, the guy's starring in it is named Will, so technically
fancy.
Could be Bill.
Fancy. I can see the future.
Yeah.
Nope.
No. No. Okay.
Wrong last name, though. Okay, anyway.
So that's our episode for this
right.
week.
Most excited for Invader Zim out of all of these, gotta be honest.
Yeah.
I'm on board with DuckTales. I just want to see what
True.
They do. But yeah,
I'm
Invader
a big
Zim.
Fan of David Tennant, so.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
David Tennant?
Who's
you
know, he? Well, no. I know who he is. Who is he in DuckTales?
Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know how I felt about that show until I saw he was playing Scrooge in that.
I'm also a big fan
Absolutely.
Of Danny Pudi.
Mm-hmm.
That name sounds familiar. That
I'm
one
pretty
I
sure
don't know
Pudi.
Who that is. Who's
Abed
that?
Abed from Community.
And
okay.
The now canceled
Community.
Powerless. Powerless?
Yes, he was on Powerless as well.
So that's our episode for this week. Thanks for listening.
I think this is our best episode yet, guys.
I
hopefully
mean,
we'll cut that out.
it's clearly in the top 5 or 6,
yeah.
I think.
Top
Maybe.
7.
Yeah.
I think this is the 7th.
If you think that this is a good episode, let us know.
Like
if it's
it.
Horrible, let Cody know.
Tweet me at TheCodyWack on tweeters.
On the tweeters. I am at Cameron Kiefer.
And I'm at Viking Honey.
And you can again follow us on Nerd Dump Podcast. You can also subscribe to us on the iTunes and Podcast Addict.
Mm-hmm,
Feel free to give us a rating. If you think we're garbage, hey, at least rate us.
Yeah.
We would love to get a review and not just post one ourselves. We're about to that point.
And if you want to, you can try to find us on Facebook.
Why? Well, like our page.
Yeah. Not us.
Not us individually.
Find the podcast.
You can if you want.
Yeah,
mostly
we have a Facebook page.
Mostly cat videos, but yeah, Nerd Dump.
Yep.
On Facebook.
I don't think we have any cat videos.
No, he's talking about himself.
Yeah, it's me.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
He's got cat videos. Though, we should post some cat videos. I'm going to find a cat video to post right now.
Find a Thundercat video. It would totally fit with the theme.
I want to find... Ooh, I'm going to look for stuff.
All
have
right.
fun, people.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
This has been a Nerd Dump production.